Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you that you are amazing and thanking you for sharing the show, subscribing, rating, reviews, all the feedback you give us in the Facebook group. You are fantastic human beings. Thank you for sharing with a friend and telling the world how awesome we are. Keep up the good work and we will keep cranking out a bunch of good stuff for you. Today, we are chatting with Tim Romero from Andromedia. Building maintenance. They've been serving the Modesto, California area for over a decade with commercial cleaning services. If you want to get a hold of Tim and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.andromaint.com. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing? How'd you get into the cleaning business? I would love to hear a little bit about your story.
I've been working, my parents started their business about 10 years ago, and I've been helping them out since this entire time. Basically we're at a spot where they want to retire, and I really want to do my own thing and take over and, you know, try doing this on my own. But as far as cleaning goes, I've been doing this for years.
All right, cool. What's going on in your world today? How can I help you make your business just a little bit better on the podcast right now?
Well, I'm really trying to get my foot in the door and get my own accounts. You know, I've been doing a lot of research. You know, I've been watching all your videos and hearing podcasts, you know, to and from work. You know, it's really great stuff. But I can't seem to get my own leads yet, and I was really hoping you can help me get my first one.
That's what we do all day, every day. So not only can I help you, I am happy to help you, my friend. Full disclaimer, if you really are serious about getting leads, I would encourage you to go to the Clean Profit Method, cleanprofitmethod.com or growmycleaningcompany.com. We have everything you need, frameworks, outlines, samples, email sequences, scripts, everything you need to build an entire cleaning business, of course, including how to get leads, how to convert them into customers, all that good stuff. So if you're serious about growing a company, growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the Clean Profit Method. That's going to give you all the tools that you need, period. That said, let's see what we can do to help you right here and right now. First of all, let's just go over the kind of different options you've got for you, because a lot of people kind of get locked into one of these modalities and they don't know how to get out and they think that's the only way to go, which is really limiting and can make your life difficult. So there's typically two kind of camps of folks. One is the offline old school people that are like, I'm going to knock on doors. I'm going to do telemarketing. Maybe I'll do some postcards or door hangers. And that can be an effective way to go, but it's got its strengths and drawbacks, just like any other way to get clients. And the second camp is a lot of automated online marketing funnels. I don't want to touch anything or do anything. I'm just going to set up a lot of automation and hopefully the customers will come in that way. Any of those sound familiar or ring true with you?
Yeah, I'm more of the thinking of the old school way of just going in there and kind of beating people myself versus the whole internet.
Cool. Well, I've kind of sketched out four different ways that you can go. And this is not an exhaustive list, but it's enough to get you started. And we'll talk about the pros and cons of each and kind of decide which one is going to be for you. So first and foremost is the old school kind of combination of knocking on doors or telemarketing, or combination of telemarketing and knocking on doors, right? You call and try and set an appointment, and then you go set an appointment, or you just knock on doors and ask, hey, can I get your bid? Can I get your business? We'll give an opportunity. So the good news about that is it is something you can start tomorrow. It doesn't take a lot of experience. It's worked for, I want to say, I don't know, about maybe hundreds, not telemarketing, certainly not hundreds of years, but certainly decades. It works. It's fairly easy to get started, and it doesn't cost any. If you do it yourself, it costs no money. That's the good news. The bad news is it is not scalable. I mean, I guess telemarketing is to a degree if you want to pay a bunch of people to telemarket, but that's and you could be successful with that. But the knocking on doors is certainly not scalable unless you hire a whole sales force to go do that. And it gets very expensive and you can make money at it, but it's difficult. So that's the problems with the first piece. It's a great, if you're just looking for your first couple customers, it's a great way to get to know your customers because you get to talk to them and hear firsthand their pain and what they're going through and what they're looking for in a cleaning company and what it would take to make them change. So you get a lot of very good data with that method. But again, it's not scalable, right? Because you can only be in one place at one time talking to one customer. You can hire people to do that, but that's still very expensive. Telemarketers and salespeople, not cheap. So that's one way, and I would encourage you, if that's something you're going to do, I would look at it for your first couple customers, not for the end of time, right? Let's not look at that as your ultimate strategy. Let's look at that as your getting started strategy. Fair?
Right, okay.
Okay. And again, I don't want to get too deep into that because those are both huge topics. I could do a day-long seminar on each. So we'll just leave that piece of it with hard work and just asking questions and listening will get you probably further than just about anything else in that. So, you know, with telemarketing, I promise you, if you call 100 people, you're not going to get 100 sales. You'd be lucky if you get one. So there's a lot of calling, knocking on doors, getting told no, rudely and nicely. And you've got to be okay with that, right? You've got to look at, hey, I did this all for 2 weeks and I just got one customer that's $1,000 a month. Well, gosh, if that $1,000 a month customer stays for 2 years, that's $24,000. Even if you heard 100 no's in that time, just got the one yes, that's still not a bad gig. So you want to make sure you set expectations and don't burn out after going, I called 7 people or I knocked on 4 doors and they all told me to pound sand and this sucks and I quit. More often than not, you're going to have to knock on a lot of doors or dial a lot of telephones before you get any positive response. Any questions or thoughts on that, or should we move on to a little more technically advanced methods?
No, that makes perfect sense.
Cool. So, there's two more ways to go. The kind of middle one, which has a little more leverage but isn't as cheap, would be advertising, right? You can pay other people that have gathered your audience for access to the audience, right? That's what a magazine does. If you're going to go to churches, right, as a niche, I'm just making that up. I'm sure that there's churches that read certain blogs or magazines or attend certain conferences, and you can pay those blogs or magazines or conferences to have access to their audience. So the good news about that is it's quicker, right? It's just telemarketing, door knocking, all that's pretty quick. This is also quicker, but it's expensive. You know, obviously it doesn't cost much to knock on someone's door, send them an email or ring them on the phone, virtually free. Advertising, not virtually free, but instead of you having to find that audience, someone else has gathered it for you. So with advertising, that's kind of the pros, is it's quick, it's very scalable. And someone else has done all the hard work and heavy lifting of gathering your audience for you. The downsides, and it's quick, the downsides are obviously the money, right? You have to make sure that it's good. And I'll tell you the big pitfall most people do is they don't spend enough time on their messaging, right? So their messaging is weak. They say stuff like, we do cleaning, and if you want cleaning, give us a call because, you know, we've been in business 10 years and we've got great employees, and they talk about themselves and nothing that their client or prospect is interested in, and nobody calls. So if you're going to do advertising, certainly if you're going to spend money on advertising, you want to make sure that you've got a message that's compelling to your audience. So if your audience is paying, they're always having to micromanage their cleaning company and it's a part-time job and it makes them miserable, then that's what you want to have the copy in your advertisement be about, not about you and your company and how long you've been in business and how great you are, which is what 99% of advertising out there is. Any thoughts or questions or feedback on that before we hit the last one?
No, you go on.
Cool. All right. The last one, and this is my favorite, is creating systems that attract customers to you. And I'm going to, spoiler alert, there's pretty much all upside but one. So I'm going to give you the downside first, then we'll talk about the upside and how you can do that. The downside is it is a longer term strategy. With advertising, you put an ad out tomorrow and maybe someone responds tomorrow. With knocking on doors and telemarketing, you can start doing that as soon as this podcast is over and maybe you get some luck. When you create systems that attract customers, that's not going to happen right away, right? I've been doing this podcast for 3 years. I don't have the numbers, but I'm guessing I didn't get a lot of response maybe the first month, 3 months, maybe not even 6 months. But now I'm overwhelmed with response. There's more people that want me to help them with their stuff than I have time to help. So it is, and not that you have to do a podcast, but that's how it works, right? You might create a blog or might create some lead magnets, right? Some ebooks, like 7 ways to help you solve this problem or that problem. And right off the bat, or you might put out a website or a landing page that you send traffic to. And it can take a while to scale. People aren't going to just come clamoring to your information right away. But if you're consistent and continue putting out messaging that your client is interested in, they're going to respond to it. So that actually could be good news, because a lot of your competition won't do it because it's a lot of work, quite frankly. And there's not a lot of return on your time investment right off the bat. But this is long-term going to be your best strategy. Long-term, this is how you acquire your leads and your customers for no or virtually no money, because you've created all this content that works for you. As soon as you and I are done with this podcast, I'm going to go out and hang out with my family and do nothing. But I've got almost 300 podcasts out there that people are right now listening to and going, wow, this guy's amazing. I got to call him and get information. And when they want that information, they don't call me directly. They go to a website. They can even give me money over the website without me ever being involved. So that's kind of what we want to get you doing, where you've created content, whether it's audio or video or written. And those are kind of the three big ones. You can have a podcast like what I've got. You can do a blog or a website, which is written, or you can do video, right? And really that depends on A, what your skills are, and B, where your customers are, right? The good news is most of your customers are probably reading. Some of them probably watch video, and some of them probably do audio. So you got to look at your customers and your skills. But the big thing is you find out what your customer's pain is, and that's important, right? This is the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I know what you guys' pain is, and I know I'm solving it because I ask every one of my guests, what's the biggest problem in your life right now? And then I help them solve it. So I know I'm helping people with something that's important to them, right? How would you feel if you said, well, Mike, I want to grow my cleaning company, and I need to get new accounts. Can you help me with that? And I said, well, I've been in business, 3 years, and I spent the last 20 years building my businesses. The last couple sold for 7 figures each, and I had that. And I just told you how smart I was, and you would be like, what the heck, dude? You're talking about you. I'm not interested in you. I mean, I'm interested in solving my pain. And that's all I talk about on the show. So we want to, again, create content that is attractive to your ideal buyer, right? This content that we're creating right now, Tim, if you are owning a cleaning company, you want to get commercial contracts, this is very valuable. If, however, you are, I'm trying to think of a different client, an elderly person looking for arthritis pain relief, this is not going to be interesting at all, right? So the key when you're creating this content is you've got to make sure it's interesting to your target market. So that's really it. The first part is knocking on doors, telemarketing. The good news is you can start tomorrow for virtually free. And it's quick. The bad news is it's a lot of work and it's not scalable. The second piece is advertising. It's also quick. You can also start tomorrow. A lot of people have done the heavy lifting, but you have to pay people for their work, right? So it's not cheap. My favorite part for long term is creating systems that attract clients, where you create content that your perfect prospect is going to be attracted to. You put it out there. When they're attracted to it and they hear the podcast, they watch your videos, they listen to your blog, they go to your website, they go to an event that you put on, they start to know, like, and trust you in a very non-threatening way. And when it comes time for them to have pain around their cleaning service, they already have a relationship with you, and they're going to come to you as opposed to you chasing them. So that's a real high level overview. But it should be enough to at least get just enough to get you in trouble. Any thoughts or questions or needs before we move on to the lightning round?
No, that's perfect.
All right, cool. And keep us in the loop, man. I love not just giving this coaching, but my favorite is when we hear people from Cleaning Nation email back like, hey, I put that hiring ad that you helped me write, and our applicants went up by double. We rewrote our ads, and we're starting to make money. So keep us in the loop as you start having success with this. All right, we're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to be quiet for 2 seconds and give Tim the opportunity to share some of his genius. We're going to do that with the three questions I ask all of my guests. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, Tim, personal or professional?
I'd have to say believing in yourself.
Okay, fair enough. Question number two, what is the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can all learn from?
I say at this point, it's not doing something sooner. Feels like we've been a little too comfortable. In this business, we made mistakes. It's not, or more like mistakes on my father's end. I know we get a lot of people that say, that they underbid a customer. It's really common. I know it happens a lot in the industry, but I'd say the biggest thing is just not doing something to change that. Sometimes you get a little too comfortable and just let things sort of slide. It's better to just go out there and make a change.
Complacency can kill a business quicker than just about anything. Last question. What's one idea, something simple and easy to implement, that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away to improve their lives or their business even just a little bit?
Don't do yourself a disservice. Really know what your worth is.
All right. Hard to argue with that. I couldn't agree more. Tim, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your history, your experiences. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Tim's show notes page and get a special free training video I just made for you, I believe we talk about how to attract clients on that. So if you want more of what we just had here, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.